This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 12 days and counting to the sign-up deadline for the Affordable Care Act. Those who are uninsured must buy some coverage or pay a penalty. There are states where Obamacare is less welcome than in others, and where the job of getting people signed up is falling to a group that is only too happy to help out. Private insurance agents. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Adam Ragusa reports.
Despite having one of the highest rates of uninsured people in the nation, Georgia is no friend to the Affordable Care Act. Recently, the state house passed the Georgia Healthcare Freedom and ACA Noncompliance Act by Republican State Rep Jason Spencer.
The People's Bill was brought before me by concerned citizens because the Unaffordable Care Act is one of the most egregious federal laws of our time.
Among other things, Spencer's bill would nix an already modest program administered by the University of Georgia. It pays 11 people called navigators to help Georgia's almost 2 million uninsured buy coverage through the federal exchange. 11 for 2 million. There are, however, many more people like Helen Grove.
Hey!
Grove is a private insurance broker in Warner Robins, Georgia. Today, she's helping vet tech Andrea Wallace sign up for coverage. It's something she's done for a living for almost a decade, though the process has changed of late.
All right, so we'll just go to healthcare.gov.
Okay.
The online marketplace offers a much smaller range of plans, and one of them is the clear winner for Wallace.
So the real deductible for this plan, I've attached a summary of it, is $4,250. But you qualify for a reduced deductible amount, so it'll only be $3,250 for you.
Oh, great. Okay? Great.
Back in her office, Grove acknowledges that just about anybody can do this on the website by themselves.
But first of all, do you really want to? I mean, some people are just intimidated by the whole thing, you know.
And the best part is, brokers do this at no cost to the consumer. The insurance company pays their commission. Except that's also the worst part, says Rick Chelko, president of a health benefits consulting firm in Cleveland.
Insurance companies give brokers not only commissions for the products they sell, but they give them lots of incentives, bonuses or what have you. And that motivates brokers to concentrate business with a particular favored carrier.
Officials in Florida are investigating a brokerage firm for allegedly holding, quote, Obamacare enrollment team events without disclosing ties to particular insurers. Helen Grove says any broker who shoves clients toward the company with the best bonuses isn't going to last long.
People can see that. You build a reputation.
And in her politically conservative market, Grove says insurance brokers are often the only source of real information.
Now, I did have one person, I had spoken with his wife at length, and then when I went to speak to him, he said, "Whoa, I didn't know this was going to be Obamacare."
Grove had to break it to the guy. All insurance is Obamacare now. In Macon, Georgia, I'm Adam Ragusa for Marketplace.